For thousands of generations, the gunslingers were knights. Sworn to protect us from the coming of the dark.
Now people say, oh, you know, out of all of Stephen King's books,
That's my favorite.
This is his magnum opus right here. A sprawling 8 books to tell the story of the gunslinger. This started back in 1982, ended around 2012. And they've been trying to bring this to the screen for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's and they've had some big names attached to it. J.J. Abrams. He couldn't get it to the screen. They tried to, Ron Howard, Opie tried to get this to the screen. He even said, man, I got power in Hollywood. I love this book so much. I'm going to put the shit in the theaters and I'm going to make a television series at the same time. Now tell me to fuck off. Fuck off. He couldn't do it. Couldn't pull it.
He's producer on this.
He's producer, but he's not director. And he couldn't do what he wanted to do.
Does he narrate
up Han Solo? Yeah.
Does he narrate it like Arrested Development?
And they said, who is the director that can actually do what no other director? Who's the one with the power to do that?
Me.
This guy right here.
Derp.
Yeah. Nicolas Jarcel. Who? He's done. If I even name the movies that he did, you probably wouldn't recognize him. Not to say that he did anything bad. He's recognized for doing some good work. What? But he's from, I don't know. But IMDb can tell you that's what it's for.
It's so good you've never even heard of it.
That good. But he's from Denmark. And he said, I love the reason why. Sure, maybe I don't have the powers of those other directors, but I'm the perfect guy for this because as I was coming up, I kind of got my grasp of the English language, got better at speaking English by reading the Gunslinger books. So he's like, man, I know this shit. Give it to me.
That's one of those lies you tell in a job interview. That's not true at all.
Sounds like you should have adapted Hook on Phonics.
Yeah. So damn. Why do you think you should do
I know. That's just a shitty reason to make a movie. I was learning to read English when I read these books. I'm the perfect person to adapt this. No, you're not.
I know.
That'd be like me trying to adapt like a book written in French. People would be like, fuck you. Don't do that.
I know. Be funny. They asked him too. They said, so what makes you qualified to direct this movie? Me learn English good. From the King Stephen. you're hired. Go ahead. But they're saying that there's a lot of things that people are really nervous about with this series and why they don't. We're going to get into the trailer in a little bit, but why they're really worried about it. In a way, it is Stephen King's magnum opus because it's the thing that connects a lot of his stories in his universe. Anybody knows Stephen King and have read several of his books, you know that some of his horror films like It and The Mist are connected to the Dark Tower, you know, the thing that holds all dimensions at bay. That's where a lot of these demons and evil spirits come from. Even some of his fantasy and sci-fi books are sci-fi fantasy are connected to the Dark Tower and the Gunslinger series. Eyes of the Dragon, his fantasy book, even the time travel science fiction book, 11/22/63.
Connected?
That's the kids from It. Chris Herman told me this, so I'm going to believe him.
Okay.
But he says some of the kids from It who were growing up here in 11/22/63, that's where somebody goes back in time to prevent the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
I thought you were going to say they killed JFK.
He has to stop himself from killing JFK. Yeah. So they're saying, man, you cannot mess this up. Please don't. So a lot of people really praying that this movie will be good, even though they've kind of given up hope because there's been so many rumors saying that this production was a mess. They've had some executives go in and try to fix this in the editing bay. So many things are going on. But a few people are hanging in there. Still got hope. And it's never a good sign. The reason why this is going to go fast because it's never a good sign when they don't give you any clips. Mm. I mean, it really does feel like they're trying to bury this.
Okay.
I have no clips, just a trailer. Let's go ahead and take a look at The Gunslinger, based on Stephen King's epic classic, and then we'll give you our quick review.
For thousands of generations, the gunslingers were knights. Sworn to protect us from the coming of the dark.
Thank you.
sees visions, as you call them.
What do you see?
I see a tower, the man in black, and the gunslinger.
They're just dreams. They're not real, Jake.
Stop doing
yeah, he was like, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Little shit.
And that's going to cost you extra.
There's a world out there. I know there is.
Who are you?
It's you. You're a gunslinger, right?
First clue.
Yeah.
I thought I was just in Texas.
I know, and he's like, and you're black, right? I'll shoot you right now.
Why does the man in black want to destroy the tower?
The tower protects both our worlds. If it falls, hell will be unleashed.
He's like the devil, isn't he?
No, he's worse.
You can't stop what's coming. Death always wins.
Your world might be gone, but mine isn't. You let that tower fall, billions of people die.
Do they have guns and bullets in your world?
You're gonna like Earth a lot.
All right, let's go. You clawing your way out of the darkness.
Did you tell the kid whoever walks with you dies by my hand?
I will kill him. Both of us. I do not aim at my hand. He who aims with his hand has forgotten the face of his father. I aim with my eye. I do not shoot with my hand. I shoot with my mind.
Jake!
I do not kill with my gun. I kill with my heart.
And you pay out the ass with this because this is, you know, I'm sorry, don't let me say this yet. It might be a great movie. You know, hey, don't let my smart ass shitty comments get in the way. Because you know something, I want, you heard me talk about this before. Now look, because we got Detroit coming out this weekend, very important film, but there are a lot of people, and rightfully so, saying, man, I'm tired of seeing these black oppression movies. Why don't you show black people doing some badass heroic shit like Idris Elba and the Dark Tower slinging them guns? And I want that too. I mean, I went in here and I said, please, because he got it bad, people out there, because in the books, that, and it was an issue in the books, they tell you. The character of Roland in the books, and I'll see if I can find the cover right here. The character of Roland is actually a white character. And I'll put up the picture right here because even Stephen King said, yeah, you know, I just now noticed that even though I made every cover where the character is in, every illustration, the character white, y'all just went and made him black for no reason. But he's like, I'm cool with that. And you see right there, that's the character of Roland. Looking like Benedict Cumberbatch right there in a way. But a lot of people, you know, the internet, they went out there and they said, that is not my Roland. That's just a tad bit too dark. And they also, and to show you, y'all are full of shit, because they said, how dare they make my character who was originally white, black? If you want to put Idris Elba in there, he should be the villain. And I'm saying, you're talking about the villain that was originally white in the novel, mm-hmm. right there. Because people are like, he should reverse roles. Mm-hmm. Matthew McConaughey, the man in black.
Wait, so he'd just be all black?
Yeah.
You can't nothing. See me.
Yeah. As long as I don't smile, oh, no. Open my eyes.
just a pair of eyes following somebody around.
I see with my heart.
Yeah. You see me by my smile. But man, I was praying for this. I said, let this brother come in and prove them wrong by letting the movie be great. And for this to be Stephen King's classic, epic magnum opus, they turned this shit into Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
just heard 100 hearts break.
Oh, I hate to do it to you, brother, because I saw you back there when the gunslinger was talking about, I shoot with my heart. My man up back there, Solar, he was just like, fuck yeah. Just like the books, yeah. He shoots with his heart, yeah. I feel it in my ass, yeah. I hate to break it to you, brother. I wanted this to be good, too.
Well, not Twilight in so much as there's a sappy romance, but it is. They did turn it into a YA novel. Mm-hmm.
It feels like any of those. And when I say Twilight, Martin is right. I'm being an asshole again. I'm just getting a reaction. It's not, you know, some sappy vampire shit. You know, nothing like that. No big romance. It feels more like those dystopian future YA movies.
You know what it felt like the most to me? You remember that Jackie Chan Jet Li movie? Was it Forbidden Kingdom or something like that?
That's what this is. Yeah. Where like, man, we got these two really interesting characters, but let's focus on the kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's make it his story.
And when you say the kid, what we mean here is that it starts out with the kid, because I read the first book, or at least read half of it, and this is not taking place on that.
I know, I read half of it too.
Yeah, hey, y'all know I can't read.
That's that point where it's like, man, this shit is long. Yeah.
Man, that's fucked up of y'all too, because y'all, when I said, man, I read half of it, I'm like, motherfucker, you can't read. And I didn't, I just sat up and just thumped the page. Just like,
when did the pictures start?
Yeah.
I'll just keep staring at the cover.
Yeah. Chapter one, gunslinging. You know, it's what I mean by that is that I read the half of it. It's a dense book, and what I read did not have any of this in here. And they did say that this takes place later, because the first book is a lot of stuff to cover. I mean, a lot of it's just description.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of action. And they bring it in at the moment where you got this kid who's having visions of this dark tower, these evil people with rat faces with fake human skin, and they kidnap children and use their brains and their innocence to open up a portal where demons can pass through. It's fucked up shit. I know Stephen King was on coke when he wrote this. I don't care what anybody says.
I was so lost in the beginning. The first 15 minutes of this movie, I was like, I don't know what's happening. Like, I see rat face people. This dude's fighting the house. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, it really, no, really. Yeah,
he's fighting a house.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems with it. This is such, even if this was a faithful adaptation, It's a lot of stuff to deal with when it's condensed to an hour and a half. There's a lot of stuff to deal with if it's long. It's a lot. It's one of those things where it's almost stream of conscious fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You just had, they do this, they do that. We kidnapping kids, using their brains with rat-faced people. And why? Just go with it, man. Shit.
Well, it's got two different syndromes going on. One is the whole thing where just because it works in a novel doesn't mean it's going to work on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because with the novel, that can take you on a journey that you're willing to go on. And when you sit down to a movie, you're kind of like, all right, got 2 hours, go.
Yeah.
And they start to lose you. There's no like stopping and going back to reread the part you didn't understand. you're looking at it visually, and when things aren't right clicking, you don't just go with it. You're kind of like, you're taking me out of the story.
This is, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the other thing that I thought while watching the trailer again, I was like, this is another one of those cases of everything interesting about this movie is in the trailer.
Yep.
All the best parts are there. So
yeah.
Everything, the rest of this movie that you don't see here is kind of like, eh. And when it gets to the cool stuff, you're like, yeah, I saw that already.
I know. But what is this on the floor? Tears of the audience.
So long, tears. Yeah.
It looked like they taste good.
Yeah. Oh, Dad, you weren't there.
No,
yeah.
I was not there.
No, and this is the world where they need, and it looks cool. I'm not going to say that there's not potential there. This is, it's a world that you're thrown in, and it's not, it's okay to get thrown to a world and not be told everything.
Sure.
But you can't be thrown in there so fast with a world that you don't know, where it even acts like the people who don't know this world are just ignoring this shit. You know, like the people who are alien to this world in the movie, they're like, oh, fuck, man, this is a badass planet. No, they're like, let's just go. You know, this is
Yeah, and they speed through it so quick. You're like, I don't know if this world is hostile, or there's things in this world that are hostile. And so you're like, I want to spend more time with this, but I don't want to spend more time with this.
Yeah, and we could. It might even be that the world could work itself. Maybe we are... Maybe we don't need to have an explanation of it, because sometimes you can over-explain something. Some mystery is okay sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's a thin line between mystery and confusion.
I'll give you that.
Or just looking like you, like the writer hasn't worked out how it's supposed to mm-hmm. operate.
Yeah, and you can have a world where you're just thrown in there. You don't know anything. But your guide is not only going to have to help you, but going to have to emote. It's going to have to feel like a real person. Going to have to feel like somebody you feel attached to. Because the people in this movie, everybody has the same tone. Everybody says things like this with no real urgency, even though my civilization is being destroyed. Like, why are y'all fucking Vulcans or something? You know?
Is it like that self-important fantasy speak?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, it is like that. Mm. Roland, one of the great gunslingers. I hear you're here to help us. You know, and it's like
a gang of exposition.
You know, this motherfucker should be running out to my help! You know?
Can you shoot this
motherfucker? Yeah. Matthew McConaughey looks like he's still on some shit from Dallas Buyers Club. He's still, because he's just walking through the whole movie like he's doped up.
Yeah.
We will get the gunslinger. We will destroy your world. We will take this motherfucker over. You know, it's like, man, emote.
Well, it seems like they were directed not to.
Yeah.
Because we've seen them all be great actors, mm-hmm. at least those two.
Yes.
And it's like they cast Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey and went, well, not that side of the way.
Yeah.
The rest of this will just work out on its own.
Yeah.
We can hire this no-name director. It'll be fine.
Those two go, where's the script?
They're like, scripts.
Yeah. It's kind of like Idris Elba, Matthew McConaughey. Y'all just do what you do. Where's the director? He's taking the shit. Y'all just act.
You know? Yeah, just read the lines.
Yeah.
I can just listen, you read the phone book. Yeah. Just do it.
Director, we don't need none. We don't need that. We don't need him right now. Who are you? I'm the janitor, by the way. I'm just here to watch out. Do your thing.
I'm also the DP.
Y'all hungry? I'm also the caterer. But this is, it's got a lot of special effects. It's got some good set pieces in there. Some better action. Yeah, some better action than I thought. But the kid in this, the kid that's in this, the one that we're really seeing this world through, I like him. I'm looking for him right now, what that kid's name is, and I don't have it. But the kid is actually he's given the most emotion because he loses the most and actually reacts to that loss.
Sure.
The most in the movie.
And he's the one, like, he's trying to convince you like he is everybody else. He's like, I'm seeing all this shit, no one believes me. I'm like, all right, I can roll with you on this.
And yeah, and that's
and he's got the asshole stepdad and the mom who's just too weak to stand up for him.
Yeah, she's done crying.
Yeah.
He got a stepdad, and I wish I had a picture because he looks like a fat alcoholic Justin Timberlake.
He does. Yeah.
I thought it was Justin Timberlake. I'm like, oh, he gained weight for this role. That's cool. But nah, you know, and I think the kid, his name is Nicholas Hamilton. I liked him in the movie. He doesn't have the greatest lines, but he does have some real, like right there. He's looking at the gunslinger right now. You feel so much for him because he's lost everything. And he's telling the gunslinger, hey, man, you got to help me. And the gunslinger, I don't do that anymore. And he's like, you a bitch.
Well, the kid is interesting. And even, you know, like his story and even that kid's acting is fine up until he gets with the gunslinger. And then he's just a prop.
Well, I appreciated him when him and the gunslinger were working together because he actually brought some kind of levity to the movie because he was the only one cracking jokes while everybody else was just being deadpan serious.
Yeah, and the movie could have used, there's a part in the movie where they do, you know, the gunslinger has to come to New York. I always fucking New York, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They actually see the Avengers while they're there. They're like, hey, man, we done torn up everything already. We ain't got nothing left for you. Matthew McConaughey, all right. But they go to New York. Of course, we've seen this before. It looks like Ghostbusters near the end of the movie when the ghosts are taking over. Oh. And there are, yeah, and it depends on how you either get tired of this or you're okay with it because you're not getting enough of it in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It turns into a fish out of water story.
Right.
He's at the hospital. He's at other places, you know, and he's looking at things. Oh, there's a hot dog. Mm, good. You know, what is this great food you have here?
Wonder Woman already did that.
Yeah, Wonder Woman did it. Thor did it. Shit, everybody done it. Hell, mm-hmm. I've done it walking around Austin drunk off my ass. What place is this?
You know, but, it's your condo.
Yeah, huh? Who is this foreign woman in my house? Your fucking wife. But but yeah, it is corny, it's cheesy, but at that moment, you've been in a dry-ass desert looking for an oasis of humor.
Just a drop.
Just a drip.
Jesus Christ.
Just a dribble on the tongue.
Yeah. Yes.
And you just laugh because you're just happy to be there.
Laugh not to cry.
Yeah. Yeah, you're laughing. You're laughing because you're laughing from dehydration.
Yeah.
You know, it's
well, each one of these things, all these places they move to, it always feels like they could spend more time there. but you just don't want them to because they aren't really doing anything interesting. But it's like, okay, this setting right here, just being in the desert with these people, just more time getting to know that and what their situation is. Or when they get to New York, more time with Idris Elba here, learning how our world works and how he can use that for what he has to do. But you know, it just it's moving too quickly.
The fact that he's right here with his father, played by the Allstate guy. They actually join hands and like, "You're in good hands." Dad? But what's his name again?
Dennis Haysbert.
Dennis Haysbert. I mean, they tell you in the trailer that, you know, he's probably going to lose his father, Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they tell you that. They telegraph that
hard.
What? Yeah, huh? And you should feel this real loss, especially when he has to get the boy later, whose name is Lucas. When he has to get the boy later, that should be a bonding because he lost his father.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then he lost, and then the gunslinger lost his father. They had a great moment for some bonding through a similar experience. You don't feel nothing.
Not at all.
Like when Idris Elba, I mean, he complains about it. My father's dead. Mm-hmm. Give me some more soup. You know, it's like they don't really make you feel anything for that.
Yeah, and they do it a lot, and they have the nerve to do it a lot. They're like, oh, you should feel for these people because there's a lot of death. And I was like, I don't know these people. I can't feel anything for them.
Yeah, that is true, man.
And y'all knew Matthew McConaughey was walking around. You should have been scared already.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Matthew McConaughey is funny because he's walking around. I don't know if he's dressed for the part, or if it's just
from like Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac,
or if it's just from his wardrobe, because he's got his shirt buttoned down to his navel with a goddamn disco chain on.
He looks like a scarf. Like yeah. He walked in, he just like threw the scarf off. I'm like, is this some Devil Wears Prada shit? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's funny because he looks like, I don't know if y'all ever been to your friend's house and you looked at that dad who's like 50 something years old and he dressed like that, and you said to your friend, your dad's a swinger. Your dad's fucking around. You and your mom. Because I mean, it's almost funny. Like, it just draws attention to itself.
Yeah. Gotta like, go around and bang this entire world.
People talking about like, your shirt's core. It's different with me. But this is something I'm really rooting for. I mean, they even have some scenes in there with actors who you know are good and they're not used to good effect as an actor. They use briefly for a good scene, a good set piece. There's a part in here with Jackie Earle Haley, who plays some lieutenant, a henchman hiding in New York. And there's a cool part with him. There he is, looking like somebody just stole his bike. God damn you! Bring it back!
I like how they gave him a cushion to sit on. He's like, nah, I ain't sitting on the ground.
Yeah, he found the softest piece of debris down there. I'm just gonna sit here and wait. I'm gonna tell my mom. But they have a
my hemorrhoids.
But they have a scene in there with him where it's the action scene with him and Idris Elba, and it's a fun action scene. It's too short, and by that point, Jackie Earle Haley, we don't know nothing about him.
Right.
Yeah.
His biggest line in the movie was like, "I'm here to serve you, sir. Whatever you need, sir." And it's like, man, if you're gonna have an actor of that caliber, give him something to do. I don't want to say this because we're always talking about movies are too long. This one needs to be longer.
Yeah. I feel like this movie needed to be a TV series because like I feel like they were cutting so much stuff out, especially when the editing is so jarring in this. You're like, oh, okay, I feel like you cut maybe 3 hours out of it.
That was gonna be my closer with that. With the way this ended, it felt like it was the pilot for a TV series on CBS or Sci-Fi Channel.
On Sci-Fi Channel. We're not talking
I know somebody was like, well, there are 8 books. Like, no, not where they follow the books, but they make a TV series that just goes off on its own and lasts for 5 to 6 seasons that nobody's really watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and keep in mind, we're being fair with this.
Yeah.
We're not,
I didn't hate it, but...
Yeah, because we're not talking about... Sci-Fi Channel, Sharknado. We're talking about good Sci-Fi Channel right
Stargate.
Now.
Stargate.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the new shit that they're doing right now. 12 Monkeys or something like that. But it just doesn't, it feels like a TV series where somebody just found a bag of money and was able to like add some more special effects in there. Uh-huh. And then somehow convinced people to put it on the big screen.
They had already written something like this for a TV series and then bought the rights to the name The Gunslinger and just slapped it on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how faithful this is to the Stephen King books, and I'm really disappointed in that too, because they actually have, and I don't want to tell you just in case you see it, because if you do, it is a fun Easter egg or a fun reference. They do reference other Stephen King novels.
Yeah, all through
numerous.
Throughout the book. Mm-hmm. They actually have some Easter eggs written on walls if you look for
There's
them.
One in the trailer.
Oh, really? No, we'll let you find that out there. But it's,
gotta give you something.
Yeah.
Wow, the trailer's giving it to you. Take it off.
Giving you everything.
It's giving you a starter.
Yeah. This could have been a real cool thing that kind of combines unofficially all the Stephen King horror movies and sci-fi movies. And when I say unofficially, like, it could have been an unofficial universe for Stephen King.
The Ready Player One of Stephen King.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does Kathy Bates show up with a mallet?
She's in the background. If you look for her, she's coming up
spinning a mallet. Yeah.
She's coming out of a Home Depot with a mallet.
Yeah, the mallet swinger.
I gotta go bait somebody.
Yeah, man. And the saddest thing is that I myself and Stephen King were rooting for this movie and Idris Elba. All the haters out there talking about why you hire that Negro to do that role. I don't want to see that. That's not why are they taking all our jobs now? And Stephen King came in and wrote, you know, it had a pretty long quote, and I'll just read some of it. It's from Cinema Blend, but just the bottom of it. He says, he's down with a brother. He says, but you know, it's weird, isn't it? Why shouldn't he be black? Why couldn't it be a black guy to do this? You know what's weirder than that? You see the show Game of Thrones? About Westeros, they're all British. Westeros is basically England, right? And nobody ever questions that. To me, the idea that a black man would play Roland is minor compared to that. In other words, he's saying, the shit ain't real. Get over it, you know. We were getting, Idris Elba to play Lyndon B. Johnson or something, you know, and that might be weird. But
interesting.
But interesting. Mm-hmm. I think it could happen.
Let's go for it, Idris. You can do it.
Yeah. Let's get some people mad out there. But the problem with Idris Elba is the problem with what you have with Matthew McConaughey and everybody else in the movie. While Matthew McConaughey walking around looking like he's spaced out high on some shit, you got Idris Elba his mode is just this. Just talking to the movie like this. I'm very frustrated. I'm hurt. I'm injured. Help me. I don't want to fight anymore. You know, it's like, wow, man, you're a great actor. Somebody dropped the ball, and it's not your fault. And it's either the director's fault or, even more importantly, the studio's fault.
Yeah.
Which you know who is behind this. Sony. And Sony.
This was doomed from the beginning.
They are crushing it this month.
Yeah, boy.
Their best movie is one that someone else made for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. Mm-hmm. It sure is, man. I remember when that name meant it blew up on us. Look at when Sony used to be quality. Yeah, it still is.
Quality Walkmans.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But movies, yeah, they struggling with that. There was a lot riding on this, a property that could have been pushed forward that people want to expand it. Something that would have got a lot of racist haters out there to shut up. Oh, they're like, we ain't gonna ever shut up.
I can't blame them after watching this.
But yeah, I can't say nothing. Y'all got this one. I mean, don't hate on him just because he's black, but hate on him because the movie's just, it's a disappointment. And I'm sad to say that while there are some good things in here, that's what it is. It's a disappointment. It's a fun TV show, you know, not a deep one, because there are better things being made on HBO.
Right.
And I agree with you, Corey. If HBO had this, this would have been so much better. Westworld. I mean, Game of Thrones goes without saying, but Westworld.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Looks much better than this. Shit. What was that movie with all those douchebags?
Oh, Entourage?
Entourage. This looks like an episode of Entourage with some monsters in it or something. You know, it's
I don't know how you got that.
Yeah, I ain't ready to go.
Okay,
there.
Now I'm being an asshole. But, you know.
Go with Deadwood.
I'll go with Deadwood. Mm-hmm. There you go. But my point is that I'm exaggerating, but there are shows on television, mainly on HBO, sci-fi shows and fantasy shows that look like their production is way better than this.
Yeah, and the one thing is, like you see in the trailer, they show all this wonderment and all these creatures and all these sweeping vistas of these towers and villages and things like that. You get those shots and then everything else is just shot inside. So you're like, all right, why did you do this to me? Like, I thought this was going to be cool. I wanted to spend time in this world. I wanted to be engrossed in it. And unfortunately, it doesn't feel that way.
Is there a bunch of stuff that looks like a soundstage?
Yeah. Like the scene they showed in the trailer where he was shooting that dude and not looking. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, that scene goes on way longer than it does in the trailer. You're like, I know what you're about to do. Just get it over with. But yeah, like you just feel like they're on a soundstage and it's like one of those live action things you go and see at Six Flags or Universal Studios.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it feels like.
Six Flags stunt show.
It's funny because they give you this wide vista shot, the CG money shot, then they cut to somebody's garage.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Or the desert.
I know. Hi, I'm the gunslinger. You know, it's disappointment. Not bad. I've seen a whole lot worse. It's not terrible. It can be fun, but small screen, minor fun. Not anything that's really, that's not really, you don't have to have a sense of urgency for this. If you're a fan, just calm your ass down. Go read the comic book that's out there for this. You're probably going to get more from that than you get from this. This does feel like they took this man's epic and just brought it down. And I mean, it's in a good way and a bad way. Just a popcorn movie.
Come on, Steve, the book's too long, man. We're taking this.
Yeah.
It's a pamphlet now.
It's just a popcorn entertainment movie that's not capturing anything but thrills. It just wants to show you pretty shit and give you some action scenes. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're watching it, you're like, all right, I'm waiting for this movie to start. I'm waiting to be engrossed. I'm waiting for some kind of plot to pop up. And you're basically waiting for the majority of the movie until you get to the very end, and you're like, oh, that was great. I literally, all the best scenes in this movie are him reloading his gun. You're like, oh, that's neat. And again, all of those shots are in the trailer.
Every now and then, he takes out somebody. It's kind of cool. There was one scene where that's in the trailer. When you see it on the screen, a lot of people in the theater, those who didn't, like a dude next to me, he was like, can you believe this? And then when he shot through a cornfield or whatever it is, he did some ricochet shit, and my man was like, whoa, shit!
That shit was whack. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. That shit was horrible.
I don't know. A lot of people in the audience, they were like, I
thought it was cool, and they were laughing at a lot of bad jokes, too.
Oh, no, a lot of people were making fun of the movie, too.
No, they were making fun of the movie, but there were a lot of bad jokes, and people were like, oh, that's great. Yeah, man, I feel like this movie squandered a lot of opportunities. You had a great book, you had accomplished actors, and you had this beautiful world that you could have set up to tie all Stephen King's books together, and you failed on all of those fronts. That's one of the things that really irked me about this, because you could see all these avenues that it could take, you know, take that exit to do this well, but it just kept going, and the editing was out of control. The music in this was just basic stock music you can find on YouTube. So I was like, all right, I'm not rolling with this. And the production, when the monsters pop up, they look like shit.
I don't know.
They look bad, man. That's how I feel. It's an opinion.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is one of those movies that I don't even think it's something you should watch on the small screen. I think this is some old bullshit. This movie made me mad.
Yeah, these movies been cranking your ass up.
Sony, man. Yo, Sony.
Sony been getting to you, man.
Sony, they don't know what they doing with their life.
Sony just been sitting next to you. Like, hey, Goodman.
Watch this.
Got what we do with this?
No, Sony's that crackhead you keep bringing in your house. Like, I'm gonna help you out. They keep stealing your VCR. That's what they doing to me, man. I hate this shit.
Quit buying VCRs and leaving them out like that, man. Yeah. If I suppress Brown, get a fucking Blu-ray.
I can't. They gonna steal it.
Sounds like this is on you. Sounds like this is your fault.
Damn, I don't know. Well, ask Martin.
All right. I ain't got that kind of passion about it. I thought it was just kind of okay. I mean, it should have been, it really should have been more. There was so much there for it to be more. But in the end, I was like, well, it's not like I had a bad time, but this is forgettable.
Exactly.
And that's the worst thing about it. Because for there to be 8 books and be one of his most famous, Stephen King's one of his most famous series, it's a real disservice to it. I mean, I think that if you don't know anything about The Gunslinger and you are a young adult, hey, here's a movie you can go see and probably enjoy and maybe get a kick out of.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan, I'd say stay far away from it.
Oh, this is going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah,
looking so loud, back to Solar, man. Solar looking at me like he wants to whoop my ass for this. I didn't make this movie.
And probably my biggest disappointment was I was hoping to really get into it because I thought it started with a lot of potential, like, okay, it's here, but it'll keep getting better, and it didn't. And if it had, it would have inspired me to, like, go, you know what, I'm going to pick those books up again and start reading them. The kind of thing that Stephen King wants when he signs over the rights to this, and this sort of does the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Where you're like, well, maybe I don't need to know about
it. And Stephen King liked it, but you got to remember that Stephen King also,
he's been fucked over a lot.
Yeah, Stephen King at this point, he just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm sure at this point he's like, what do I gain by caring?
Yeah, yeah, you know, he got money.
He's like, he couldn't even make a good movie of his books.
Yeah, just give him my check. Yeah, it's good. Shit, yeah.
Add an extra zero and I'll tell everybody it's good.
What's your rating, man?
A high rental.
High rental, yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of that with you. Just like I said, I've seen a lot worse. And it can be entertaining.
It felt like a TV show.
Yeah,
like,
it can be
on
fun.
TV, okay. What's the next episode?
Yeah, HBO needs to go up to Sony next. Give us that shit. Yeah, we just gave away Spider-Man. Don't care. Give us the. You don't.
I'm waiting for them to come out with another good movie. I don't know when it's gonna happen. What's up next? I don't know.
I think like Sony's business model is to make movies that other studios want to adapt. So yeah. They just try to buy the rights from them. I think that's how they turn a profit.
Have you? Yeah. Have you ever seen the? I don't know if I put it, this is why you can't trust Stephen King. Stephen King can't even direct his own shit.
Exactly.
Have you seen it? Because I played this before, but I don't know if everybody's seen this. Have you seen the trailer for Maximum Overdrive?
I'm gonna scare the
hell. Oh shit! You've never seen this?
Oh, fresh meat.
Let me show you this. This is Stephen King talking about no one gets Stephen King done right, but Stephen King. No, you fucked it up too.
No one gets Stephen King right.
And the funny thing is that he'll admit, he's like, man, you can look at that trailer and tell I was coked up trying to direct this movie. He said I woke up on coke. He's like, I don't know, I did coke in my sleep. This and you can see it. A lot of people say he has funny eyes. No, notice today his eyes. If you look at Stephen King today, like his eyes are all right, man.
Yeah, he looks like a normal person.
He looks like a normal person. Back then,
he looked like a mutant.
He was so coked up, he was cross-eyed.
Yeah.
like a Beavis and Butthead character. Yeah.
See if I can find this trailer right here.
My name is Stephen King.
And I'm high as fuck.
I've written several motion pictures, but I want to tell you about a movie called Maximum Overdrive, which is the first one I've directed.
That Bobby Brown jaw.
And a unibrow.
What in the dickens is going on around here?
A lot of people have directed Stephen King novels and stories. And I finally decided if you want something done right, you ought to do it.
He's so high, he's out of sync with himself. Yeah.
Just like mouthing certain words.
Who was driving it?
I don't know.
Curtis! It's coming after us!
It was my first picture as a director. And you know something? I sort of enjoyed it.
Shit, I bet you did.
I just wanted someone to do Stephen King right.
You want a war? You got one.
I just want to get the hell out of here.
So come and spend some time with me and my friends at the Dixie Boy. Spend some time in the dark.
Please don't let me in the dark.
Help me.
I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
Where was he pointing? I'll get you.
It looks like his eyes are crossed. So
yeah. I'll get you.
He's crossed. He got a case of the coke eyes. So Stephen King is the worst authority on Stephen King is Stephen King.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if
man,
you
that's like that video that those guys who made Ghost Rider 2 made and the ones with the Alien versus Predator.
Don't you diss Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. That's a fantastic movie.
Oh my God. They talk so much shit about how, no, we're going to turn this out. You'll see. And they're sitting there watching it like, this is worse than the first one. I didn't think you could do that.
Yeah, Corey defending that movie. Corey's like, I'm going to scare the hell out of you. I'm high as fuck right now. But, hey. Oh, I'm not talking to anybody. I thought I was talking to somebody out there. Hey!
You were looking past the Stephen King when you were looking at.
I do not kill with my gun. I kill with my heart.